Chapter 7. Advice. Page 93. A. Listening for Understanding. Listen to the radio show, What Should I Do? Think about the following questions. Then discuss your answers in pairs or small groups. What should I do?
It's time for the radio show, What Should I Do?, in which members of our audience call in for advice. Today, we're giving advice about friends who have problems. If you have a friend with a problem, just call in and ask, What should I do? Bob and Paula, our advice experts, will help you solve it.
Caller number one, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hi, Bob and Paula. My best friend just told me that she's getting married. She'd like me to be the maid of honor at her wedding. The problem is that she's marrying my old boyfriend, and I don't want to see him. What should I do?
Oh, get over it. If they're happy together, then you should be happy too. Hide your true feelings and say yes.
Bob, I agree. Tell your friend, way to go. You should be excited to be her maid of honor. Forget about your relationship with your old boyfriend. He's going to be her husband now.
Paula, why don't we take the next caller? Caller number two, are you there?
Yes, hi. My name's Eric. I'm worried about my friend. He wants to join a club that seems strange to me. The leader of the club makes the members live together. They have to give him all their money. He won't even let them talk to their old friends. What should I do?
Eric, I think you're a smart cookie to recognize that something is wrong. First, you should find out everything you can about this club. Talk to former members. Talk to current members. Word of mouth is the best way to get information. Then talk to your friend.
Make no bones about it. Your friend is certainly making a big mistake. The leader of the club is trying to control the members. He'll probably punish anyone who goes against the grain. Try to convince your friend not to join.
Now on to caller number three. What's your question?
My friend was invited to a party, and he asked me to go with him. I agreed, but today he told me that he can't go. Should I go to the party without him? I won't know anyone there.
Sure. A party is a party, so go and have fun. You may make some new friends. Maybe you'll even meet someone with interests that are right up your alley, just the things that you're interested in.
I don't think it's that easy, Paula. I'm chicken about going to parties by myself. I think meeting strangers and talking to them is a lot of work. However, you might meet some interesting people, so if you feel brave, do it. And good luck.
Thanks for being with us today on What Should I Do? Join us tomorrow for another session with Bob and Paula.
Page 97. D. Choosing the best answer. Listen to each short conversation that takes place at a party and to the questions that follow. Read the sentences below. Choose the sentence that best answers each question you heard. Circle A or B. Conversation A.
How did you find out that Claire got married?
Word of mouth. Everyone was talking about it. Her parents will never get over it.
Why not? Don't they like her new husband?
It's not that. They think she's too young. But you know Claire. She always goes against the grain.
Questions. 1.
How did the news spread about Claire's wedding?
2.
How do Claire's parents feel about her getting married?
3.
Does Claire usually do what other people do?
Conversation B.
Hey, Ron, way to go! Everyone loved your performance.
Thanks, Susie. I'm glad you liked it, but I'm just glad it's over. Right before it started, I was chicken, and I didn't think I could do it.
Questions. 1.
Why did Susie talk to Ron?
2.
How did Ron feel before the performance began?
Conversation C.
No, Jim, I won't do it.
Oh, Julie, please. This project is right up your alley. You do a great job.
Make no bones about it. I can't work with Malcolm. He's impossible. The answer is no.
Julie, I know Malcolm is difficult to work with, but he's a smart cookie. I think he could help you with this project.
Questions. 1.
Why does Jim think that Julie will do a good job?
2.
How does Julie feel about working with Malcolm?
3.
How can Malcolm help Julie?
Now, please turn over the cassette to continue.